1073 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. This is the 8 a.m. expanded news feed. 15 minutes of nonstop, in-depth coverage on today's top stories, the exclusive weather forecast, and an expanded I-4 traffic update. Orlando's only commercial-free 8 a.m. expanded news feed starts with the three big things you need to know right now.
All right, let's get in on the WDBO payroll payout on a Friday morning. Just tap the payroll payout button in the WDBO app and enter the word save. Save as in save money. Save, S-A-V-E, save for your chance to win $1,000 this morning. Go ahead and download the WDBO app and enter the word save, S-A-V-E, for your chance to get in on the WDBO payroll payout. Good luck. More blistering heat on the way after hitting 97, 1 degree off the record in Orlando on Thursday. We're going to top out in the low to mid-90s this afternoon before a front arrives overnight tonight, leading to more bearable low 90s on Mother's Day weekend. Our top story on WDBO, a couple of big no's for the Trump legal team in New York.
I'm innocent, and I'm being held in this court with a corrupt judge who's totally conflicted. Take a look at his conflict.
Yeah, Scott, the judge denied a motion for a mistrial again and again, said no to lifting the gag order on Trump.
The judge denied the motion from the bench, telling Trump's lawyers that they opened the door to the testimony by denying that Trump ever had a sexual relationship with Daniels, effectively pitting Trump's word against Daniels' word. Trump declared his innocence to reporters minutes after Mershon denied the request to throw out the trial.
I'm not supposed to be here. We are so innocent.
The trial is scheduled to resume this morning with testimony from Donald Trump's former White House executive assistant, Peter Harlambous, ABC News.
Coming up, new information in the panhandle shooting of a U.S. airman. It's next on Orlando's Morning News.
I'm Channel 9 Eyewitness News meteorologist Brian Shields. 95 degrees today. Coming up, we're tracking how hot it'll be this weekend and when we could get a few storms.
And a disabled vehicle on the 417 southbound in Arcusi's got a right lane blocked. From the WDBO Traffic Center, I'm Ed Torrance.
I want you to get in on the WDBO payroll payout. Tap that payroll payout button in the WDBO app. Enter the word save, as in save money. Save, S-A-V-E, save. For your chance to win $1,000, download that WDBO app. Enter the word save, S-A-V-E, for your chance to get in on the WDBO payroll payout on a Friday morning. It is 8:03, Scott Inez with the Orlando's Morning News. You're on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
I'm Marcia Taylor.
I'm Casey Wright. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement launches a criminal investigation into the police shooting death of a U.S. airman in the Panhandle. Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden.
Mr. Fortson's comments indicate that he did acknowledge it was law enforcement at the door, and he arrived at the door with a firearm in his hand.
Family attorney Benjamin Crump claims Lawman entered the wrong apartment.
We are aware of a press release and other comments that falsely state our deputy entered the wrong apartment and imply that they burst through the door into Mr. Fortson's residence. Those statements are inaccurate.
The sheriff met with the Fortson family and promised them a full investigation.
A 40-acre brush fire in Volusia County is 20% contained this morning. Thursday afternoon, the fire jumped to the east side of I-95 on Williamson Boulevard near the border of Port Orange and Daytona Beach. Investigators say it started at a homeless camp. Volusia County Emergency Management warns smoke will be visible for the next several days.
And not quite as hot today. We expect to hit 95 in Orlando. A cool front heads our way tomorrow with just a slight chance of rain. Look for the low 90s for Mother's Day.
Severe weather threats for a fourth straight overnight in much of the South. Reporter Melissa Aiden.
30 million Americans in the Southeast facing yet another day and more frightening, another night of severe weather. Nearly 100 reported or confirmed tornadoes across 18 states since Monday. In Georgia, cleanup is underway after high winds and flooding as southern Georgia faces a tornado watch. As storms are moving through the South with threats of damaging winds and hail. Melissa Adan, ABC News. Los Angeles.
An Orange County deputy has been relieved of duty after he was accused of assaulting his ex-wife.
Volusia County deputies arrested Patricio Gores on Tuesday at his mother's home in DeLand. His ex-wife told investigators that Gores shoved her while he was trying to get something out of the garage. She says that's when she called deputies. Gores is facing a misdemeanor battery charge. I'm Alexa Lorenzo for WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
A Central Florida family is going after Duke Energy after their loved one was fatally electrocuted last year.
A wrongful death lawsuit recently filed by the family of Tyler Keller claims he was fishing at an Orlando retention pond 2 days after Thanksgiving when his line got tangled in several broken power lines. Court documents claim the utility company was responsible for the equipment that electrocuted Keller. The family is asking for more than $50,000 in damages. Laurel Lee, WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
A new cruise terminal is in the works for Port Canaveral. It will be built at the site of one of its existing Northside cargo berths.
Port Canaveral CEO John Murray says there's an urgent need to support growing cruise operations.
And we have a point now where we're starting to turn business away from Port Canaveral. And when we turn that business away from Port Canaveral, it's not going to Port Everglades or Miami. All of our ports in Florida on the East Coast, the South ports are full.
The new cruise terminal would open in the summer of 2026.
The WDBO Business News brought to you by Safe Touch Security. More Americans are making lifestyle changes, consuming fewer alcoholic beverages and switching to non-alcoholic brands that resemble booze-filled cans and bottles. NC Solutions did the survey. They say Gen Z is getting the credit for starting the Sober Conscious movement, prioritizing their mental health over alcohol and partying.
WDBO's Orlando Selection Headquarters, former President Trump will hold a campaign rally in Wildwood, New Jersey Saturday. President Biden will attend two fundraisers in the San Francisco Bay Area before leaving for Seattle later in the day.
And could there be a debate between the presidential candidates? President Biden often asked if he will debate the former President Trump on his way out of an event. He honored the Las Vegas Aces. He said this. Very hard to hear, Scott, but the president said, set it up. And of course, President Trump repeatedly asked Biden to debate, most recently on Truth Social, offering his current New York courtroom location.
We'll see if it happens. Thank you, Marcia and Casey. 8:07 now, WDBO. Let's go ahead and get that extended forecast. It is brought to you by ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services. Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry.
Scott, after 97 yesterday, I'm happy to say it's only going to be about 94 today. We are still going to keep an eye to the north for some possible late-day thunderstorms. We have another very active early morning along the Gulf Coast, along I-10, and some of that might sneak into our far northern listening area today. About a 30% chance you get caught up in a shower. Otherwise, increasing clouds and only, I guess, as I said, 94. For the Mother's Day weekend, beautiful day. 91 on Saturday. We'll see a bit cooler, upper 60s Sunday morning, and a high for Mother's Day, 89. And then next week, rain is back in the forecast, a better chance early to mid part of next week. From Channel 9, I'm Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry.
And currently, Tom, I'm sitting at 76 degrees there in Winter Park. It is 75 now at Orlando's Severe Weather Station. Ed Torrance is in the WDBO Traffic Center with a red alert. 417 southbound at Narcoosie, still a problem area.
Yep, we still got that right lane blocked, and you still have those delays that extend all the way back to Dowden Road. You can take Narcoosie as an alternate. Also, a crash now on Orange Blossom Trail and Maitland Boulevard. You got rescue crews on the scene there. You're seeing delays on I-4 eastbound from 27 to the 429. Slow again, approaching 536. 6 to 535, and then just before the 408 to Amelia, I-4 westbound slow before and after Lake Mary Boulevard from Princeton to Colonial Drive. But after that, you're going to be in the clear as you head to Champions Gate. I'm Ed Torrance with Reliable Traffic Reports every 6 minutes in the morning on WDBO.
Good Friday morning. It's 8:09. I'm Scott Inez, Orlando's Morning News here on WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's News and Talk. We appreciate you being here on a Friday morning. We do have some breaking news this morning on WDBO. U.S. Congressman Corey Mills, he represents parts of Seminole and Volusia County in D.C. He says now that he is going to file articles of impeachment against Joe Biden over the president's decision to withhold munitions from Israel as they get set to go into Rafah there in southern Gaza. Of course, Biden saying on Wednesday that he would not send some weapons to Israel if the country moves forward with that invasion. The announcement infuriated many on both sides of the aisle, but Congressman Mills, writing on X, Biden is threatening our ally Israel after funding approvals in Congress if they do not stop operations to target Hamas. He says these types of actions are what President Trump was accused of and impeached over by Democrats. They called it
quid pro quo. Mills added that perhaps the phrase should be renamed quid pro Joe. So Congressman Mills is alleging that Biden's withholding of certain weapons in exchange for Israel changing its military tactics constitutes a quid pro quo, according to a draft of the impeachment resolution that Mills said he plans to file to House attorneys today. So we'll keep that in mind, and we'll keep our eye on that new development with Congressman Mills on Capitol Hill this morning. Meantime, WDBO is Orlando's election headquarters. The presidential campaign continues to heat up. Let's look back to the week that was in soundbites. Former President Donald J. Trump.
Biden's backers that seem to be funding the what's going on with the Palestinians, probably not Palestinians, agitators, bad agitators, really bad. And I think our government ought to find out who they are, where they're from, and treat them the same way as they do the J6 hostages. A very revealing day. As you see, their case is totally falling apart. They have nothing on books and records, and even something that should bear very little relationship to the case is just a disaster. Our country is a mess. And the most important day in the history of our country is going to be November 5th of this year. That's called Election Day. It's going to be the most important day in the history of our country. What's going on with this judge is a disaster.
President Joe Biden.
The idea that we're in a situation where things are so bad. We've created more jobs. We're in a situation where people have access to good paying jobs. And the last I saw, the combination of the inflation, the cost of inflation, all those things, that's really worrisome to people with good reason. That's why I'm working very hard to bring the cost of rentals down, to increase the number of homes that are available.
Jewish community, I want you to know, I see your fear, your hurt, your pain. Let me reassure you, as your president, you're not alone. You belong. You always have and you always will. My commitment to the safety of the Jewish people, the security of Israel, and its right to exist as an independent Jewish state is ironclad, even when we disagree. My administration is working around the clock to free remaining hostages, just as we have freed hostages already. And we'll not rest until we bring them all home.
Much appreciation to Anna Edwards for putting that piece together again. We're going to do this every Friday leading up to November 5th because WDBO is Orlando's election headquarters. It's 8:13 now at WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580. We do have your weather and your traffic every 6 minutes on a Friday morning.
It'll be hot again today. Most of our highs in the low to mid 90s, close to some records in some spots, and we could get a few storms. If we happen to get some storms, they could be strong to severe, about a 30% chance. Some early storms tonight will be in the 70s, and then this weekend, highs will be in the upper 80s and low 90s, Mother's Day included. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Brian Shields.
Happy Mother's Day to all of our wonderful mothers here in Central Florida. Right now, we're looking at 76 degrees, sunshine at Orlando's severe weather station. Ed Torrance has a red alert, 417 southbound. Where exactly is it, Ed?
It's at Narcoosi Road, and you got the right lane still blocked because of this disabled vehicle. Just waiting on a big rig tow truck to get it out of there. They're not there yet, so it's going to be there for a while. You got delays that stretch back to Dowden Road. You can take Narcoosi as an alternate and get onto the 417 southbound from Narcoosi to bypass those delays. Also going to find things looking good for the drive on the 408 eastbound. That's up to speed. Westbound has greatly improved. Just got a tap of the brakes on that exit ramp to I-4 eastbound on the 408 westbound. ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Service for honesty, integrity, and 100% customer satisfaction. Call ProTech at 407-502-6263 or visit ProTechAC.com. I'm Ed Torrance with Reliable Traffic Reports every 6 minutes in the morning on WDBO.
Now, the three big things you need to know. Powered by Hard Rock Bet.
Three.
Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York City continues this morning. After more Stormy Daniels testimony, the judge again denying a motion for a mistrial by the defense.
Two.
Smelling smoke this morning. I did up in Lake Mary. There is a 40-acre brush fire going on in Volusia County right now. Officials say it's only about 20% contained.
One.
More blistering heat on the way after hitting 97 in Orlando. Orlando Thursday. We're going to top out into the low to mid-90s this afternoon before a front arrives overnight tonight, leading to more bearable low 90s for Mother's Day weekend.
Thanks for listening to Orlando's Morning News
on WDBO.
A judge in Texas dismissing over 200 cases against illegal migrants. We'll tell you about that story with Marcia and Casey up next.